Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Now, the 1st of November is marking the reopening of the southern calamari season.
It is, Lee. The squid are back on the menu, so to speak. People have been in just stocking up on their squid jigs, Lee, and making sure, yeah, they've got their lines right, their leaders right. Most of our hotspots are going to get a hammering, Lee.
What are the popular spots? Sisters Beach, Doctor's Rocks, that area?
Yep, right on it, Lee, yep. Land-based, Lee. People think that they can't go and catch a squid from the land. Certainly Doctor's Rocks, Lee, Sisters Beach, Rocky Cape, the water treatment plant out at Penguin, down if you want to walk down there, on the tide, anywhere where you can get a little bit of a weedy bay, Lee. Just on darks, probably a little bit more beneficial for a land-based angler, but they're there all the time. Even down here on the boat ramp, Lee, on the wall, going on the close of the season a month ago, that we were getting some cracking big calamari, so hopefully they stay around and everyone will come away with a nice feed.
And what about stripy trumpeter?
Hopefully they get the weather down the west coast and they can get out and have a go. It coincides, Lee, with the southern rock lobster season. Our cray season opens again. Hotspots are certainly going to be our west coast if the weather permits. With your cray season, Lee, check your gear, check your rings, check your pots, the ropes on your pots. Make sure you got your licence number on the boys. Same as your stripy trumpeter, Lee, check your gear. No light, no bite. But the main thing I want to touch on today, Lee, is maybe safety. A lot of people now have had their boats locked away for COVID. Get them out, check them. Check your e-perg. Check your flares are in date. Check your radio works. And most of all, make sure your life jackets are up and away. The last thing we want to do is have people drown over a crayfish or a stripy trumpeter. Check your trailer too. Like, as I say, a lot of people haven't had their trailers out maybe for a long period of time. This is a long weekend coming up, so they'll get away to the shack and what have you. Check your wheel bearings. Check your lights. Make sure your winch works so you can wind your boat back on and off. Another big thing too is boat ramp etiquette. Yeah, if you're going to get to a boat ramp, especially this time of year, Lee, the boat ramps will be, you know, humming. They'll be busy. People will want to get in and get their gear out. Think of others. Make sure your boat's ready to go. Like, you've got it untied, the outboards are up, everything's ready to go. Your crew know what you're going to do. So you're in and out and you're not getting on a boat ramp, untying your boat or putting your outboards up or your aerials. Get it all done prior to getting to the ramp so you can get in, park your car, and away you go and have a nice fish.
Now, you did touch on it is a long weekend, so a lot of anglers will be searching for that sea runner trout, especially down the west coast this weekend. So think of others on the road.
Yes, certainly, Lee. You're dead right. The sea run trout, the white bait are starting to come in those west coast rivers, Lee, like the Henty, the Pyman, and the Arthurs. If you look in yesterday's paper, there was a beautiful fish caught in the Pyman. Once again, you're dead right. There's going to be a lot of people moving. As I say, our west coast is probably going to be the hot spot, so if you're going down to have a look, just be a little bit careful. When you're driving the west coast roads, if you haven't driven them for a little while, just be a bit careful. I was lucky enough to go down the Henty during the week. There wasn't a lot of white bait that I saw in the River Lee. We got a couple of nice trout out of it. There was plenty of white bait up below the Reece Dam on the Pyman River. Haven't fished the Arthurs, but as I say, that trout that was in yesterday's paper, absolute cracker.
Beautiful double-figured brown trout.
That's him.
I think that was the winning fish caught in the Pyman Classic competition too, wasn't
it? That's right, yep.
Fantastic. What about the lakes, inland waters?
Inland waters, Lee, just to let everyone know, if you don't know, the Western Lakes Gate is open at Lyawini. So if you go out, you turn right at the Lyawini Canal and out you go. That takes you out into Ada, Augusta, Carters, and it is a great part of the world to fish. It's just very, very peaceful out there. Some beautiful fish coming out of it, Lee. So that's open now if you want to go and have a look about. While you're up there, Lee, the Bronte chain is still well worth a look. I saw some photos during the week of some beautifully conditioned trout. They're not monster fish, but, you know, old language, they're running 2.5 to 3.5 pounds, which is a good fish in anyone's language. Once again, if you're going west coast and you want to have a trout fish and you're not going into the rivers, Lake Burbury's fishing well. Some beautiful rainbow trout coming out of it, Lee. Here locally, if you're not going away, there's still a few good fish coming out of Cara. The Pet and the Guide got some nice fish in them, hard to catch. Talbot's still full. And if you want to get up there, they're going to start taking the fly before long, or the Black Beetle. And, of course, you still got South Rowanna, and there's fish in it, Lee, but I struggle to get them out of it.
What about the tides? What do they look like for
so
this weekend?
Tides, Lee, you're going to be looking at 11:20 a.m. today, so head out and have a fish if it's and I haven't had a real good look at the forecast, Lee, because I'm working Saturday. And just make sure all your numbers and that are on your boys if you're going to go and put pots and things in, Lee, because the law enforcement boys will be out in force, I would say, this weekend. They're not there to be a nuisance. They are there to help you. And as I say, if you're doing the wrong thing, you will get pinned.
We can find you at Tackawater and Outdoors in Wilson Street, burning up until 5:30 weekdays and on Saturdays till 2.
Yeah, and I'll be there this Saturday, Lee, so pop on in and say g'day if you're not out having a fish.
Enjoy your long weekend, and we'll catch you next Friday morning, a little after 7.
Thanks very much, Lee.